policymakers talk Medicare cuts. Welcome to the September 26th edition, Policy in Practice, the weekly podcast from Global Medical News. I'm Frances Correa. All eyes were on President Obama last week when he unveiled his plan to cut the deficit in a Rose Garden speech. He's proposing to slash $320 billion from the federal health programs, with Medicare taking the brunt of the cuts. Some of the largest savings would come from requiring drug companies to offer bigger discounts to the government. But the president also called for cuts to providers. Nursing homes, rehab, long-term care hospitals, and home care would all be looking at lower pay. His proposal would also grant more power to the Independent Payment Advisory Board, charged with cutting Medicare spending. The president said the cuts would bolster the federal health programs.
These changes are phased in slowly to strengthen Medicare and Medicaid over time. Because while we do need to reduce health care costs, I'm not going to allow that to be an excuse for turning Medicare into a voucher program that leaves seniors at the mercy of the insurance industry. And I'm not going to stand for balancing the budget by denying or reducing health care for poor children or those with disabilities.
The proposal was immediately dismissed by GOP leaders who said it was the wrong approach and would not meaningfully reduce the debt. It remains to be seen if the president's proposal would be adopted by the Deficit Reduction Supercommittee. Across town, the Medicare Payment Advisory Commission gave more details on its own plan for slimming down the federal health program. It came up with about $230 billion in savings that it said could be used to offset the cost of replacing Medicare's sustainable growth rate formula. Most of the cuts would come at the expense of hospitals, durable medical equipment providers, and private insurers. Radiologists were unhappy about a proposal to require prior authorization for imaging, and the American College of Physicians said last week that it was not pleased with MedPAC's plan to replace the SGR, in part by freezing primary care payments for the next decade. Meanwhile, the Affordable Care Act was the subject of yet another court hearing. A Washington, D.C. appeals court heard arguments about whether Congress can require individuals to buy health insurance. An assistant attorney general, Beth Brinkman, argued that since no one can guarantee that they won't use health services, no one has the right to avoid buying health insurance. Plaintiff's attorney Edward White argued that Congress has not regulated what people can buy for more than 200 years. It's not clear when the appeals court will make its ruling. In the meantime, Families USA Executive Director Ron Pollack said he's confident that the health law will go on to the Supreme Court and be upheld.
I think that it's going to be very, very dubious for the Supreme Court, in effect, to reverse what is now almost 80 years of precedent. In terms of how broadly the Commerce Clause should be interpreted.
Check back next week for more news on implementing health reform. And that's the Policy in Practice podcast. I'm Frances Correa.